Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You hear those clips, and you know where Debo's head is at. You know where he's focused on, and you know what he's got. He's got this team in mind, and let's face it. I mean, he's going to get his deal no matter what. Like, the Falcons are not letting Deion Jones go. Even being a free agent at the end of the year, if they had to franchise tag him or what have you, but they are not letting Deion Jones go. There's not a chance on this earth that the guy who has become the, what I want to say, he's become the standard bearer for what linebackers are in the NFL. You know, he's the prototype linebacker for how you play the defensive game at that position in the NFL. Not a chance in the world that they would let him go. And I don't care if that even means if Dan gets fired. If it doesn't work out and Dan ends up fired from this team, there's not a chance that you let that guy walk. There are other guys you would let walk before you'd let Deion Jones walk. You'd let Vic walk. You'd probably let Keanu Neal walk. There's a few guys that you would let walk before you let Deion Jones. Vic obviously is a whole different story. He's obviously a whole different case. And playing for his contract, because this team ain't going to franchise him. This team, I mean, unless you're telling me he's got 16 sacks in him or something crazy like that, they're not franchising Vic Beasley. I can't imagine a scenario. If they were bringing him back, either they're going to get a deal done with Vic or they're not going to get a deal done with him. He's not going to play like Grady Jarrett on a franchise tag or anything like that. And you saw the contract that Cam Jordan just got, which a lot of people think is low. You know, it's only $14 million per year, somewhere around in that range, which is actually on the low end of where defensive ends at that position are getting now. Because you're getting anywhere from $14 to $21 million. $20-21 million when you get into the top end guys in the league. DeMarcus Lawrence and Frank Clark got $20-21 million. So when you're talking about what you're getting into, that's the level that you're at with those guys. Now, unless Vic gets 15, 16 sacks again, I would think it would be hard for him to get on the high end of that. But, you know, he gets 10 sacks, and he's probably looking at $15 million a year as a contract, whether that's here or whether that's somewhere else. So you would think you'd be a little bit more motivated by numbers and things like that. And, you know, obviously, I'm sure he heard the whispers about the fact that he wasn't here at OTAs. And even though it may not have been a big deal from a football standpoint, you know, it would have been good to kind of address it in such a way to where, hey, man, I'm all about the brotherhood and things like that. Basically the way Deion Jones did, because Deion wasn't here last week either. Now, I understand it's a different scenario because he's rehabbing and he's not practicing and he's injured and things like that. But I think there's a little bit different mindset between those two guys. And maybe I'm reading too much into it. Maybe I'm taking it too seriously, or maybe I have a gripe against Vic Beasley or whatever like that. Just when I hear those two guys and the way they talk about, you know, football and things like that, to me it just feels kind of different.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!